This is the first room that our guests will experience, and I want everything to be just perfect. Well, what do you think it is? Mary asked as she carefully climbed down from the ladder. You're the one with an eye for details. Susie took a few steps back and stared up at the large empty wall. It did have a few extra holes poked in it, but the large painting she was hoping to hang there would cover all of those. The painting that was on the floor leaning against the wall was a panoramic view of a seascape. It was beautiful, and the colors mingled well with the muted tones of blue and green that were scattered throughout the room in the carpeting, the paint on the walls, and the furniture. It just leaves me feeling unsettled, as if it doesn't belong, Susie admitted and shook her head. I think it's fine. Mary shrugged and put down the drill on a folding table set up beside the ladder. But I know it will drive you nuts if we hang it. So why don't we just focus on something else right now? She suggested. Sometimes if you stare at something for too long, it stumps you. That's true. Susie smiled warmly at her friend, who knew her very well. What would I do without you, Mary? She asked. Well, Mary scrunched up her nose and pulled the hairband out of her silver-streaked auburn hair, letting it fall against her shoulders and back as she looked up at Susie. You'd have a lot less holes, that's for sure. Funny gal you are. Susie winked at her. I do need to pick up a few things from town. Shall we take a break and see what's going on with the locals? Sure, just give me a minute to get cleaned up, Mary said as she brushed some dust from her shirt. Take your time. I need to do something about this hair, Susie said with a huff and ran her fingers through her brassy blonde hair. She wasn't used to living by the sea, and neither was her hair. The short no-fuss, no-muss cut that had worked in the city wasn't working so well in her new environment. She paused in the doorway of her room. A shiver ran up along her spine as all of a sudden she felt a sense of being watched. This place did that to her. It seemed as if the walls held many secrets about the past guests that had stayed there. She would often find it hard to believe that the house had been standing for so long. She closed her eyes briefly and dismissed the notion of someone watching her before stepping into the bathroom. She straightened her hair, which she dyed to give her a more youthful and up-to-date look. Then she applied a small amount of mascara to the lashes that framed her bright blue eyes. Susie stared in the mirror for a long moment. She was not one to lose confidence with age. She was of the belief that women only grew more beautiful in different ways as they progressed through life. She only wished that she could convince Mary of the same. The divorce had dealt her friend a very hard blow, and Susie was determined to help her confidence blossom once more. With her own children grown and in college, Mary was no longer a mother on call every hour of the day, and she was no longer a wife. Although both Susie and Mary saw moving to Garber as a fresh start, Mary still felt a bit lost. However, having the B&B to work on seemed to be helping.